gamers, welcome to the pod.
Wow. It's crazy that Abby tried to start a thing and then bailed midway through.
I was never genuinely trying. I just thought it would be funny.
Now you have to do it.
No, that can't be the start of it. No.
Go again. Now it's funny enough that it is. Here's how you save it. Here's how you save it. You go all in. You do it again.
All in.
No.
And this is the take I'll use after the previous take.
Yeah. You're a liar.
Abby, go.
3, 2, 1.
Hello, and welcome to the Dice Pool. Is this in the Dice Pool?
No, this is main feed, damn it.
Wrong. You said gamers, and hey, that's what gamers. I want to hear. There you go.
Welcome to the gamers. State of the Pod.
State of the Side.
We're taking a State of the Sides, so many sides. We're taking a look back at the year of 2025 to talk about what we were up to and how we got to this insane moment in time.
This is the new direction of the pod. It's our new thing. We've gotten rid of, if you're having fun, you're doing it right. It's now Hello Gamers.
Ryan, for a second, I thought you, me, and Chinook were silently committing to not saying anything after Abby stopped.
I wish I had. I regret it.
I would just take the moment and roll with it.
Just let Abby talk for 30 minutes.
Just let me talk about how I feel about this year, about being in a business with so many people I love. And honestly, yeah.
Rank them. Rank them.
Rank them now.
Rank them right now.
Rank all of you?
Yeah.
I don't think you want me to.
Well, we know.
Let's be clear. Number one should be pretty clear.
You are in the rank that you think you are.
Wow.
Whoa. Damn.
The rankings are crazy.
I already know what they are. You don't even have to say anything.
No, if you have to ask, folks, you already know.
So me and Brian are number one, tied for number one, I think.
Who's to say?
No, easy number three.
Certainly not me.
So this is the time of year when we look back on what we did in 2025. And boy, howdy, we did a lot of stuff in 2025.
Boy, howdy, did we?
Boy, howdy. To kind of kick us off, so what we want to do with this conversation is talk about what we did in 2025, what we're really excited about, like the highlights, the lowlights, all the stuff, and then also what we're looking forward to in 2026 to kind of, you know, start the year off right. So you guys want to hear some of our stats for this year?
Yeah.
Always. Yay, stats.
Let's do a little many-sided rap.
I love statistics.
Stats.
So as of December 22nd, when this is being recorded, at 9:17 p.m., we have released 25 episodes of My First Dungeon, 26, including this one.
Woo!
And that's not including feed drop. That's just like main feed stuff. We've released 27 public episodes of Talk of the Table.
Nice. So many tables.
We put out way at the beginning of the year. It feels forever ago. We put out 7 episodes of Bitcherton this year.
Bitcherton. Whoa.
And we put out 28 issues of the Many-Sided Newsletter this year.
Hot dog. Ooh.
Damn.
So it's more than one every 2 weeks, you know, with a little extra
some
stuff.
Special edition. Some
they
special
say we can't do 30 of anything.
But here's what's going to happen in 2026. We're going to be 30, flirty, and thriving. We're going to prove the haters wrong.
Would y'all like to guess how many? And this is, so I did some math of everything we put out this year, main feed, Patreon, all this stuff. Would you like to guess how many minutes, hours, or days of audio content we put out this year?
Ooh, and that's four. Combining everything?
That's
for what?
Minutes.
Minutes.
4 minutes. Chinook, I hate to tell you, but Abby's whole bit at the beginning of this was probably like 5. Well,
I can't tell time good.
So this is main feed and like Patreon bonus content. Okay. For My First Dungeon, Talk of the Table specifically.
Okay.
Hmm.
Main feed.
This is everything. So this is includes Patreon stuff.
Okay.
Oh, includes Patreon. Okay.
So if you want to guess how many hours and or days or minutes, if you want to get crazy.
A so fortnight.
You're guessing 7 days. Abby's guessing.
I'm guessing 7 days.
We put out way less than that. Let me just go ahead and let me
sorry.
Go ahead and
is it better? Start. Is it better if I guess lower?
Seven's an okay days. Guess. 14 is crazy. No,
yeah, that's why you guess low. So when you get the number, it's real good. 4 minutes. Final guess.
It's a fortnight of hours.
Man, this is a real bummer. If it's closest without, if we're doing Price is Right rules, then Shenouk wins with 4 minutes. This is the darkest timeline.
I think it's 4 days.
4 days?
Yeah.
Well, Shenouk still wins because you went over. We released 5,231 minutes, which is 87 hours, which is 3.63 days.
Wow.
That's crazy.
And it's cool just that I won. This year.
So if you start right now, you can finish it before Christmas is over.
There you go.
Well, actually, what you're not hearing this on the 22nd.
Man, we are loopy.
Yeah. This is our golden hour, actually.
We're recording this at
Brian's
nine.
Brian's like, let's record a very serious end of year check-in, and we've arrived with a certain energy.
For the listener to know, we just finished recording episode 7 of Perils and Princesses, and then immediately went from that, which was a very fun episode, and immediately went from that to this, and everyone got their giggles on. So that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
Also, I'm a little sick.
No.
No one cares.
What are the stats you got for
that? Yeah, fuck me, I guess. That's getting cut, apparently.
Oh, not anymore. That was funny. Okay, so some other like big milestones from this year. Just to remind you guys of all the stuff that we've done this year. Because it's honestly easy to forget. We took home 2 awards from the New Jersey Web Fest for Best Editing and Best Sound Design.
Yeah.
We also took home Best Actual Play Podcast from the TO Web Fest in Toronto.
Nice. Thanks, Canada.
Thanks, Toronto.
Thanks, Toronto. Plus, I truly don't even know how many nominations we got across like every thing we entered in, which was great. We also, this year, started the Many-Sided Network.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Added 8 new shows. We have facilitated over $10,000 in sponsorships for those shows between August and November.
Heck yeah.
In just 3 months. Wow. And also distributed to affiliate shows over $2,000 in ad revenue.
Whoa.
Hell yeah.
The network is thriving.
And making also money in actual play. Do you hear that, listener? Making money in actual play.
And this is also going to a lot of shows who had never really done any kind of sponsored stuff or done any really like ad revenue stuff.
Yeah.
And we love them.
And we're doing our many-sided advent calendar right now.
Yeah.
As we're recording this and like kind of dropping episodes of other people's shows on the My First Dungeon feed.
You're getting a little taste.
I was going to say a little snack, a snack pack, if you will.
A yum yum in your
of all the shows on the network.
A snack pack for your ears.
So when we did this last year, going into 2025, 2025 was kind of the year about like getting serious, buckling down, and like really making a go at making Many-Sided Media a long-term, like full-throated project, which like, we put together an LLC. We like are treating this more like a business. And we've
had it just this year that we made the LLC?
We made it last year, I think.
Oh, okay.
Oh, we did make it last year for Bitch. No, okay. Sorry. Yeah. But we've done a lot of like made a lot of moves to make this more serious and more sustainable, and we're still a long distance away, but we've made some pretty big leaps over the past 12 months. But I think you're just like really it's exciting to celebrate those things.
Yeah.
I'm curious from everyone here, favorite moments from 2025 related to Many-Sided Media, either like a specific episode or moment or thing that we got to do in 2025.
A thing I loved doing so much was writing with Carolyn Page. Hey, Carol. The Bitcherton Gossip Rags. Physical sheets that we got to print out and send to people who backed it. And it was such a fun, like, additional way to world build and be part of it. And it was so much fun working with Carol on all of it. So that was, like, a thing I was very proud of, and that if a season 2 is in the air, maybe I'll get to do more. Maybe. We'll see.
And all of those letters were hand. I watched a lot of TV while hand stamping and addressing those envelopes.
Yeah. We did a lot of, what's the word I'm looking for?
Assembly line.
Yes. We did a lot of assembly line of putting that together. Our printer was mostly great. But every now and again, everything would arrive, like the trifold would be wrong, where you had to just like adjust the whole thing. And then
you got to go through 200 of them and make them different.
Yeah.
Shinnick, what about you? standout moment from the year?
Did you pick on me because my hand looked like it was raised?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay.
Do you want me to come back to you?
No. I have one. I was just like, oh, I see. I think I see why he did this. Yeah. I mean, I think there were a lot of cool moments for us in 2025. I think Wildsea winning the best actual player fucking rocked.
Yeah.
Big, huge.
Yeah.
That felt great.
That was awesome.
But I think like one of my favorite things is like kind of, I think this year, like really, like not understand, like I guess being able to put words to why I constantly like play characters with like ethnically Sri Lankan names or ethnically brown names. Mm. I think doubling down on the like games as a tool of embracing your identity and like really claiming who you are has been such a like a healing and fun process for me. And like as someone that never grew up seeing their name anywhere in media, like being able to do that and like have like a place where people with ethnically South Asian names can kind of see themselves feels like a really nice gift to give younger me.
That is wonderful.
It's very sweet.
Yeah.
That's huge.
I did. That also came out in all of like so many of the newsletter articles that you wrote.
Yeah.
Like specifically going into like that space, which is really cool to see.
Yeah. Who thought I would be earnest on this, huh?
Earnest? Yeah. But your name's Shenu.
The importance of being earnest.
So, Elliot, how do you want to follow that?
Fuck. Well, it's like, I'm going to jump on that as a thought real quick, but that's not my thing. But specifically playing Sammy opposite you in Slug Blaster was like the most explicitly queer I've ever been in an AP, which was also a very important kind of meaningful experience for
that
me.
That rocked.
Yeah. No, my favorite moment of the year, so many good ones. I don't know. I think that like, boo, I can't pick one. I keep going back and forth between a few. I'm going
to
say
you're
like,
allowed to have multiple.
No, I won't. I have more than Bitcherton as well. It's just
no,
one
I won't.
That was
no, I won't
unique
have more than
that
one.
I wanted to highlight.
I don't know. There's been a lot of like non-public moments where I hear what people think of many-sided media that really lifts my spirits in a really big way that I think if I add all those together this year, I can count more times that things like that happen where people are like the network happens and people are like, wow, you guys are really doing it. Like you guys are really, you know, making actual play sustainable for people. Like you are, you know, a big player. You are doing this. You are like, it's like there was just moments that are private and like in passing where it's just, and social posts from people and stuff where it's just like people really respect what we're doing and can see the effort and it's paying off and add all those together. And that's pretty cool.
Right.
Oh my God. Similar to that of another moment that I am just so grateful for and proud of is that a person from Australia told me my Australian accent was pretty good.
Yeah.
Summer Boggs.
Summer.
I was like, Summer. I didn't know how important it was to me for someone to say that until in Discord. It was like, hey, I'm Australian. And at first I was like, fuck no. And then I was like, you know what? Actually, she's holding on to it pretty okay. And I was like, that is great to hear. Thank you.
I noticed that my brief dalliance with an Australian accent was never commented upon, and that's fine.
As like Summer's family.
Oh, is that what that was?
All right. Everyone's a critic.
And Brian,
more Australians
yours?
Want to get in the chat, you know? Brian wants you. Yeah, Brian, what was your highlight moment? Or you're not allowed to have more than
you
one.
You know, I prepared a lot of this outline and then didn't come up with answers for myself. This has been a year that has felt like, I don't want to say like it's always hard to do the stuff, like the day-to-day work can always be like a lot, but it's felt easier overall. Like we're all kind of finding our groove, we're moving through, like kind of to echo what Elliot's saying, like there is more people who are responding to what we're doing, whether that be listeners or just like people who know about us, people in the network, you know, the advertisers and sponsors we work with, are now like more seeing the value of actual play as a way to like help spread the word about various games, which has been really great to see. From just like a business perspective, that kind of has to happen. Otherwise, this thing won't work. But also, like, yeah, I think getting to tell more stories that people that we're able to do like for a little bit longer, get a little bit deeper in, have moments that like individual players are more excited about, like exploring things, has been really cool. It feels like we're flipping a switch into a new gear of what my first dungeon can be. And then I think like similar with Talk of the Table, like it's just been on for long enough now. And I think we've had enough good conversations that more people are excited to come on the show, knowing that the tier of discussion will be higher than just, hey, how did you get into role-playing games?
I feel like that's been a very great thing with Talk of the Table, of you have both from the start of it been very intentional about, you know, when you sit down to have a conversation of like, why is this conversation with this specific person some, you know, important or needed?
Yeah.
And that I think that intentionality really has come through in everything, and produced some really interesting commentary and chats, some good apps.
Oh, thanks, Ab. Yeah. I feel like Talk of the Table is where we like, at least for me, and maybe you agree, Brian, is like where we work out our like feelings about like about the industry and like you know what we want to do. Like I think about so many driving forces in like the way we do stuff. Like Abby, you just said intentionality, and I like it. As soon as you said that, I was like, we say intentionality all the time on Talk of the Table. And I feel like so much of what we like learn and talk about on Talk of the Table ends up playing a direct role in the business.
And even the idea of like intentionality, like that came from an episode. Like when we were dialing down on like what are the things we care about in actual play, yeah. I don't know if we talked about it before, but that was where we kind of cemented it. And then it became a thing where we'd just like, we'd reference our old episodes. And so it just kind of became more and more and more cemented.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Talk to Table's just us sniffing our own farts into perpetuity.
A little bit, yeah. Better than that.
It is great though, because there were a number of times this year where we'd go into an episode or like, plan to have on a guest, and I didn't know. I always love these episodes because as we're prepping for an episode, we'll kind of go back and forth on stuff, and sometimes we won't know as much about a person or a game or whatever, and so we're like kind of finding it. We're like worried about. I get especially worried about episodes where I just don't know enough going into it. Because I'm like, oh, will I be able to have a good conversation? And then turning the corner and getting like really excited about a thing and finding that thing to latch onto. I'm specifically thinking of the Dragon Reactor episode.
Yeah.
Of like going into that, I just didn't know a lot about the game. You know, we knew Nova from seeing them at
Breakout Con.
From Breakout Con. But I didn't know much about the game. And then I found like a few mechanics that like really got me excited. And now that became like a really great conversation, like about game design and specific things that I know like we want to steal for other game design things.
Yeah.
I did also think of a thing that I was really excited about this year, was both practical and like a necessary business thing, but also a creative boon, which was bringing on Jay Stroutman to do half of the Slug Blaster sound design.
Jay!
Right. Huge.
Which is huge. Like, end of 2024, I was getting very burnt out. Like, Wild Sea was, I was almost done. And like, Paint Ten Red, I was like, done. Being able to bring on a second editor for that, because, you know, MythWorks was so generous in how they sponsored us, that was like possible. And it, like, we were able to pay Jay a certainly not what Jay's worth. Jay is worth way more than what we're able to pay them right now.
Jay, but we still, would give you everything if we could.
But still able to pay them a solid rate. And I was really excited going into that collaboration of getting the first cut back of like, ooh, how is this going to feel for me? Like, I'm kind of letting go of a thing that I've had pretty a tight grip on from the editor chair. And within the like first 5 or 6 minutes of getting the first episode back, Jay made like a small choice in the sound design that I wouldn't have made. Not that it's not bad. It's just I wouldn't have thought to do it. And I heard it and I was like, ooh, that's good. Like, ooh, nice. And that was like, and luckily it came within the first like 6 minutes of the first episode that they sound designed. So I got to hear that and immediately be like, oh, yes, this is what I wanted. I wanted to have like a person in, across from me in the editor's chair for different episodes where now it can be a conversation back and forth. We can build off each other a little bit. Each of us kind of finds things that is interesting. And by the end of the season, like there's a great synthesis between the design that Jay did and the design that I did.
Mm.
Yeah. And we're having Jay back for Perils and Princesses.
Yeah.
Already done episode 2. And it sounds great.
And I feel like we also absolutely 100% need to shout out Behold, our perennial partner.
Behold.
And specifically this year, I think, because he's always incredible. And it's just such a joy and so cool to get to have custom music for these things. But specifically this year, the Slug Blaster theme song. All of us, I think, independently had a moment where we were like, you know those 90s like toy commercials where it was like, da-na-na, na-na-na. And Brian did like a voice note recording, sent it to Behold. And Colin was like, yeah, I had that thought also. And sent like a draft of the theme song like immediately back. And it was that. And it was like, yeah, that's the sound. That's the exact thing that we want. And it was such a funny thing. And honestly, I sing that song multiple times a week.
Oh, get stuck in my just head like, randomly. I will just be like hanging out after school. I gotta like to hold on Behold for a sec. For folks who might not know, that guy got like over a million streams this year.
Damn.
Which is fucking sick. And it's just like
well earned.
Wait, he makes music? Earned.
Oh. Wait, Shenouk, no one told you. Yeah. No, I mean it's just like it's like and there's an impulse in me where it's like I don't want to have my first dungeon take credit for like that success because Colin's talent is why Behold is that good.
Right.
But it is so cool to see him springboard off of working with us into that kind of success, yeah. You know? Like Behold kind of started with Project Echo, I think, was the first. No, Die. Die was before Die. Project
Echo.
That was
the first
big
one, yeah.
Yeah.
Way back 1 million years ago.
Yeah, I'm testing him right now. You're welcome.
But it's just like, it's just so good to see.
For anyone who hasn't listened to it yet, this year Behold put out an album called Where They Landed, which is like imagining if aliens landed in like rural Appalachia.
It's very good.
It's like a lot of like banjo and synth. It's very cool. He did a lot of like weird CRT visualizers for it on social media. Very cool stuff. So definitely go check that out.
Yeah. I feel like the other thing, if you'll take the ball when I throw it to you, Abby, is I feel like this year you got real serious on the newsletter is another part of the success story of this year.
We tried to buckle down on newsletter and really try to figure out how to make some things that were to really dive into what I felt like people were interested in reading and what they wanted to see and hear and thinking a lot more about sort of the person opening this every 2 weeks. And I feel like it's been fun to get to do that. Because the other thing is in my 9-to-5, doing a lot of writing and similar sorts of things. And it was nice to get to bring a lot of that into this and have that kind of crossover. And then fun as well when we get to highlight the network and what everybody's up to.
Yeah. You did a great job this year.
Because where how big did it grow? How big did the newsletter grow this year?
Tell us how big it got.
Well, okay.
We are just, but tell us how big it got was a little aggressive for me.
That was a little bit
much. I'll be honest.
No, you're right.
Sorry.
Hey, you know what? Heard.
I'm not saying no. I'm just saying like warn me first. So we're ending right now. Currently, as of December 22nd, we have 1,968 total subscribers to the newsletter. We've grown 54% this year, up from 1,276.
Wow.
We also had one stretch in the middle here in May, from May 19th to May 22nd, where we grew like 200 people. And I have no idea why.
Anyone knows, if you should have credit for boosting our newsletter, please let me know.
Please.
You can. Nice. There's always comments open on all the newsletters. Would love to hear more from people. Would be great. Yeah.
We also did have, you know, we're getting into a realm where, you know, the Patreon numbers and like the money we're getting in from Patreon every month is starting to be, it is certainly not sustainable. Like no one is making a full-time living or anywhere close to that. But it is getting to a point where like it is a legitimate help to like augment each season and like make sure that everyone who's like, when Shanuk is editing like talkbacks or some bonus content and Elliot's editing Talk at the Table, like now we can actually like pay ourselves a pittance, but still something.
Yeah.
As I say, it really supports the actual making of all of this in a very real way and is something that we're going to do some cool new stuff with in the new year.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Maia, and this is Maia's Game Room, a narrative actual play anthology featuring short-form, story-driven TTRPGs. Each season tells a new story using a different rules-light system brought to life with sound design, editing, and emotional-rich roleplay. So, if you love cinematic storytelling and character-driven drama, come check out Season 1, set in the haunting world of the Electric State RPG. Just search Maia's Game Room wherever you get your podcasts.
Colin texted me back. Is that a threat?
Did you just text him, "You're welcome"?
Yeah.
Nice.
I love it.
I do want to say something to anyone out there who's ever considered becoming a patron. Because I did some math recently. And if you are a big fan of everything we make and have listened to every single episode of everything we've ever made, if we track that amount of listens and multiply that by our average like ad spend or whatever, you will have helped us by about $5 total, which is great. But also the lowest tier of our Patreon is $5. So if you go to Patreon right now, and go to our $10 tier, sign up for 1 month, and then download literally everything and then immediately cancel your subscription, you will have helped us 200% as much as listening to everything that is publicly available. Like, it is very legitimate the amount of help to what we are doing and making it sustainable that going to Patreon and doing it for 1 month. Like, it does not have to be a month over month thing. We'd love it if people can do that. But for anyone who can't, who just wants to support us one time, please go to Patreon, give us $10, download. What did we do this year? 63 days? And that's just this year. Like, right. Download the past 2 years.
We've got it all.
Plus, there's like all the original
music. There's a year where we did
there.
Weekly releases.
Yeah. We've done more in the past. Like, the episodes used to be longer. Like,
there's a lot of good stuff for you to go get.
This a part of this is very much me shilling for our stuff because it's very cool. And everyone who signs up for Patreon is very legitimately helping us to grow and like keep doing this and keep making this show. But also, like, that does not have to be a big investment for anybody. If you can't do it month to month, don't. That's totally fine. But please, I want you to listen to all this stuff on Patreon because it is really like, we did a 3-part series with Felix Isaacs running us through the Wild Sea this year.
That was so cool. And that was like, so spooky. Oh my God.
Probably my favorite character I've gotten to play in like in 2 or 3 years. I love that like Mothrin Raveler conspiracy theorist guy.
That was so
great
fun.
Freak.
Oh yeah. That was a good character.
Such a good
great
freak.
Fucking freak. And then we Caleb Zane Hewitt ran us through a 3-parter of Triangle Agency.
Oh,
with,
that was so fucking fun.
Wow, that was this year
that was
too.
So
Jesus.
Fun. Yeah,
it was this year too.
Does anybody have a favorite character that they played this year? It could be an NPC.
Oh, it could be an NPC.
Yeah.
Actually, it's a character from Barrels and Princesses that people will meet in episode 1.
It's the fucking kid, isn't it?
It's yeah.
I hate you. I hate you so much.
No spoilers.
You've never made a character that I hated more.
it is the worst little guy. I love him so much. Yeah. It's either that or the Mothrin Raveler from Wild Sea, though.
I did love that conspiracy theorist. That was so funny.
I gotta go, Sammy. I love that little boy.
Sammy's great.
Whoa! No, sorry. I love that little guy. That's that what teen. I meant to say.
That nope, teen. That's not better. Well,
no. Oh, God. All not right. great. I was him. He is me. It's all right. I love Sammy. He's there great.
We love Sammy.
Abby, what about you?
Oof, I'm trying to think. I know. I loved Summer Bog so much. I have to say, building her family.
Yeah.
Was like, I just like loved the whole Boggs entity. Brought me so much joy to think about all of them and how they interacted with each other. Just like
the building, Boggs brood.
Building their like Boggs lore back in my head brought me specific delight.
Oh, I actually might like Ruby's dad. Ruby's dad might be my favorite actually of the year.
Gosh.
I really Ruby's, like dad? Ruby's dad? Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
Shinnok, what about you?
I liked playing, what was it, the cat in Bremen.
Oh,
sure.
Bremen. Yeah. Wow, Bremen was this year?
Bremen was this year.
We did a lot, guys.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
I thought, Abby, you were going to say Petey.
I'm not going to lie to you. Petey, I have a tough relationship with. I'm a little upset that a piece of my psyche was like, you know what you should do? Make this little freak.
He went into a fugue state and made Petey.
This was a huge year for Abby characters. Like, a lot of people in the Discord were like, oh, we love Abby's character choices in like a lot of different seasons.
That's true.
I'm trying to do the Shenouk school of character building, which is make wild swings with your guys. Just, you know.
So, Abby, are you going to grace this podcast at the end of 2025, the last podcast of 2025, with
do it.
A little Reba?
Don't ask.
Do it.
And I'm birthday pretty sure was over a month ago.
I'm pretty sure you owe Elliot for his birthday.
I do.
She's just shaking her head no now. She's just stopped talking.
Brothers, hold. Brothers,
so what is everyone looking forward to in 2026?
Oh no, she advanced the plot. My one weakness.
Wow. She went back to the agenda.
Wow. Who taught
wait,
her?
The last thing I want to say is I want to shout out Shenouk. I feel like Shenouk, you guessed it on more shows than any of us all year. I feel like you're out there spreading the
good news.
You're out there. Gonna say spreading your seed.
No way.
I was getting more spreading the good word vibes, but sure, Brian.
Yeah.
Shinnok, what you did? Planet Arcana.
Did Planet Arcana. I
no quest.
Did no quest for the wicked. I did
Mage Hand High Five?
Did Mage Hand High Five. Did a mini series with
Twice Rolled Tales.
Twice Rolled Tales.
Oh right.
Was Panic Table this year? No, Panic Table. Wait, did we no, that was last year. Panic Table.
Panic Table was last year.
But that could have been early this year. I don't remember.
No,
but,
yeah. Panic. I mean, I filmed Panic Table in October of 2024. Still yet to be released.
Cameron's working on it.
But Cameron's working on it. It is just a chunky edit. And that guy is super busy.
Doing too much cool stuff.
He's doing too many cool things. But then me and Elliot were on like a one-shot.
A stream. That might have been early this year. Yeah.
That was.
Anyway, at least five shows.
At least five shows.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Huge.
It's almost fun. Like you do this for a living.
Yeah.
Oof, you can make a little bit of money in actual play, folks. Not a living wage yet. You still need to do stand-up, have a podcast production company with your friends.
You still need to supplement your AP money with stand-up comedy and write.
And also do social media content with the soon-to-be mayor of New York, Zohran Mamdani.
Oh, yeah, and also do social media content with Zohran Mamdani.
Whoa, that just got released today. Speaking of social media content.
Yeah.
Brian Flaherty, TikTok star 2026.
I swore I'd never do it.
TikTok star
And you've
Brian
done it.
You've done it.
You've been doing it.
It happened earlier this year. Someone, I've said this on Talk at the Table, so for any listeners of that, you'll have heard this four or five times before. Of, I saw some clip online of someone being like, oh, you know, I hate having to promote my stuff. It, like, I hate doing social media. It just sucks. And they were like, and then I thought about it and I was like, well, okay, what's the alternative? I pay $20,000 to put up a billboard, you know, design, put up a billboard on Sunset Boulevard so someone could maybe see it while they're looking up from their texting and driving. Like, which which one is more like cost efficient? Which one's like also ultimately like less selfish? It's like, oh, okay, actually, I can suck it up and do some videos on social media.
And you've made a lot of fun ones.
And I've been doing like almost one a day for a while.
The thing is, you're good at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately, you are very good at it.
I do want to do some in the new year. I want to do a couple of like long form videos. I keep hearing Quinn's talk about this on various podcasts that he wishes there was another like reviewer out there of like his. I don't want to do actual play review. I don't want to do podcast reviews or actual play, or I don't want to do TTRPG reviews or actual play reviews. But I wouldn't mind doing like some deep dives into the games that we've played already. Of like. Really go into my thoughts on like Die or the Wild Sea or Slug Blaster of like, we ran this campaign. I guess what I'm describing is a review.
I was like, where's the difference here? Slightly different format, but I guess you're what still I'm saying is
I don't want to be a reviewer, but I wouldn't mind doing some like long form. I think I have a lot of thoughts.
Like video essays?
Video essays. I want to sit down and synthesize a lot of my thoughts that we've like been etching away at in Talk of the Table and like and outside conversations this year. And see what they look, see if they become cogent and coherent when I put them all down on paper, or if these are just, you know, disparate thoughts rattling around in my head.
So Quinns, we're coming for you in 2026.
Quinns, I'm coming for the crown.
We're also planning to release some new cool stuff that I don't know.
New
that
cool
we're
stuff.
Do. Yeah.
What?
What?
We got.
Abby, have
podcast.
You been working on new cool stuff?
I've been hard at work on some cool new stuff.
Whoa.
I don't know about the rest of you, but...
Am I supposed to be working on new cool stuff?
You especially are supposed to be working on new cool stuff.
Damn. And you got me there.
Elliot, you want to tell us about the new show we're going to be putting out in very early January?
Oh my God. I would love to tell them about the new show we're putting out. We are making... Project Echo, the show.
Whoa.
Project
we're
Echo
just,
is...
We're just going to call it Project Echo, not Project Echo, the show.
We're not going to call it Project Echo, the show, but if I just say Project Echo, you might have got confused. There will be a new podcast called Project Echo coming out January 7th, starring our very own Abigail Hepworth, continuing the tale of Agent 007, which you might recognize if you've listened to the My First Dungeon series. I'm doing a little funky thing with this show. I guess I could probably window for the folks, which you'll notice right away if you listen on January 7th. This show is released in date order of the playthrough of Project Echo. Crucially, not in linear order. Sorry.
I was about to say, aren't most shows released in chronological order?
Well, yes, most shows are released in chronological order, Brian, but most shows aren't time travel shows. And this is a time travel show. So episodes will be coming out on the date that Abby's character encounters them, but they will not be in the order that Abby's character encountered them because 007 bounces around time. So it'll be a fun... puzzle. It's going to be very audio drama-y where we don't have a lot of like explicit play in there. And then me, Brian, and Chenook show up in there a lot as a bunch of side characters. And we got a lot of fun, interesting sort of stuff planned for it. It's a real experimental new kind of thing that I'm very fucking amped about. It's kind of like the ideal form of a Project Echo AP.
Yeah. I am really excited to just the release cadence of it is going to be like there's not going to be a standard release day. It's going to be.
It's just whatever days I landed on in playthrough.
And what I'm excited about is like it's a thing that you'll always be checking your podcast feed for of like there could be three episodes back to back to back. There could be two episodes in a day. And then there could be a break of a month and a half.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And That is exciting. It's interesting. And also, like, the episodes are pretty varied in length from, like, I think we're going to have some, like, minute-long episodes and also some, like, 10, 15-minute episodes.
Yeah.
So it's just these little bite-sized bits of time travel. And, you know, have a fun time trying to figure out where exactly you are in the story. I'm very curious to see if this works. I think we're at a point where we are throwing our cap over the wall and just saying we're going to do this regardless of what it looks like. And I think everything we've made so far looks and sounds great. But, like, who knows if it comes together once it's actually being released in the world in the way that we are imagining it. So I'm really excited to see what happens with that.
Going to be good
stuff. So keep an eye out. Keep an ear out.
Keep an ear out.
To round out this conversation, I'd love to go around the horn, which is apparently
Brian Flaherty favorite.
Maybe I'll leave that phrase behind in 2025. Go around the horn and talk about what is one goal that each of us has for 2026 when it comes to actual play, TTRPGs, many-sided media, you know, anything. I think one of my big goals for 2026 is really getting many-sided media to, like, a practically sustainable place. I think we're, like, very much on the road to that. We've got a lot of growth to do before then. But, like, I'm looking forward to us, like, getting way ahead on edits, you know, putting out new shows, putting new shows on the network, and all of those little things kind of coming together in order to make this whole endeavor, this whole project, you know, make sense and work. Like, I'd love to, for all of us to have the option, and, you know, maybe more people beyond, to make this their full-time thing if we want it to. And I know even going into 2026, like, this little thing out, like, window, we already have our whole year booked kind of for My First Dungeon, and it's all already sponsored. Like, we've already got stuff lined up, and we're, you know, excited to be that far ahead. It feels like we're kind of unlocking a new gear by being able to look that far ahead and know what's coming down the horizon, rather than just always kind of laying the track in front of us. We're able to lay the track a little further down the line.
Yeah.
Next year, I very much, I mean, this is such a dorky thing to say, I feel like, but I want to play more games. Like, I just more different things.
Yeah.
I feel like there's so many cool things that we talk about, or, like, every time you come back from a con and you're like, I've heard about this and we talked about that and we're doing this. And I'm like, I want that. And so I want to play more games on mic, off mic, just doing all of it. And I feel like a thing that I'm relatedly and more on mic but excited to do is keep experimenting with making little weirdos. Like, character building is the thing I love so much, and getting to play all these characters and to think about how they fit into these places, it's just incredibly fun. So I'm very excited to do more of that and get to push it a bit, I guess.
I'm also really looking forward to, like, I think 2025, I feel like personally a little bit, I, like, maybe rested on my laurels for some GMing stuff. I'm like, okay, I'm in my groove, but I'm not, like, really pushing much beyond what my usual, like, comfort zone was. I'm excited for 2026, like, you know, again, just, like, push a little bit further, see what more I can do, take, like, each little bit more seriously.
Mm-hmm. I think 2026, I feel like adding maybe a show or two that is, like, kind of, like, in the Project Echo vein, like, a little bit different from the traditional games route we're going of, like, I realize, like, oh, like, I have a network of people that are kind of kooky, crazy talented, and, like, what shows do they have a cooking in their brain if they got to make a podcast? And also just seeing, like, kind of more of those folks play some games on the pod would be cool too, of, like, getting some crazy characters who aren't traditionally in the space into the space.
Yeah.
I know one of the coolest, one of the, like, the most, I guess, surprising recording moments of this, I think we recorded this year, was Peter Gross on Bitcherton.
Oh yeah.
God, was such, like, a good episode.
Really playing a game or doing, like, improv with Peter Gross made me realize, like, oh, this is a skill and I have not practiced. I was like, wow, I have not practiced enough.
He's so fucking talented. But yeah, even like I think a cool moment was like having Lori Hernandez on the pod playing
Olympic champion, playing
his Avis with us.
Yeah. She's fantastic.
So much fun.
So fun to play with, yes.
Oh, we got to plan more Yuzevas for next year, too.
True.
Yeah. Every year.
Elliot, you got a thing?
I have a thing. My big one is many. I like all of these. I agree with Brian on the, like, I want to push performance stuff. I think I want to, next time I'm in the character, because I'm producing the Perils and Princess season, next time I'm either in the player or GM seat, pushing myself to grow as a performer. And I want to do events, baby. I want to do more stuff at cons, many-sided con events, many-sided booth maybe at PAX with the More Blueberries booth. I think presence, and, you know, we're doing more video next year and we're getting our faces out there more. And I think doing that in person is all really fun and good. And like doing some local New York events. We did like a Talk of the Table live this year for the first time, which was very fun. Would love to do that again.
Shout out to the 20-Sided Store in Brooklyn for hosting us.
20-Sided Store.
20-Sided Store. Nowhere better. So events and in person, in people's faces, shaking hands, kissing babies, you know, all that good stuff.
Kissing hands, shaking babies.
Shaking babies, kissing hands.
Yeah, PAX this year, really can't understate how like transformative PAX felt this year. That like PAX kind of felt like we arrived.
Yeah.
In a certain way. Like I think both for like many-sided media stuff, but also for more blueberries.
More bloobs.
More bloobs. What's I got that? To see more blues.
More blueberries.
More blueberries.
And more blueberries.
Yeah, honestly, I think we could talk about, and we do. We have meetings every week, multiple times a week, about like what we want to do, where we want to go, and like what we're able to do in a year. And the answer, kind of without fail, is more.
Yeah.
Like if you sum it down, it's ultimately we want to do more and we want to make it better. And you know, 2025, I think we did that. I think 2026, we are certainly going to be doing that just with what we have on our plate right now.
We've already committed to doing a lot.
So if you're listening to this, you've gotten to the end and you know that I'm going to make one more pitch for our Patreon.
Just do it. Make Brian happy. Just do it.
Let me make a pitch for the Patreon.
All right. Do it, Blueberries.
What's the pitch?
My pitch for the Patreon is a pitch to, yes, one day I would love for this company to be able to pay all of us a full-time salary. First and foremost, I need you to pay Brian Flaherty a full-time salary, because that man works so hard.
He works so hard.
And he makes such beautiful art with sound and everything that like delights your ears about our shows. And honestly, so much of the way this ship is driven is because of him. So let's build his salary up first, and then you can help me and Abby and Chinook out. Yeah. But if for nobody else, join the Patreon for Brian Flaherty. That's my pitch. Brian.
Please, I'm dying out here. They chained me to a desk. They taped my fingers to the keyboard.
Back to audition.
back at you. No, I don't want to learn Pro Tools this year.
Foley that sound.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I'm really looking forward to doing this conversation again next year and seeing like what has changed, what has grown, what we were able to accomplish, what things we're still looking forward to doing. And, you know, if we're still saying I love you at the end of all of our company meetings.
Then I wasn't
sure if we were
going to
do it. I wasn't sure if we were going to acknowledge it on mic.
Yep. That's how we end all our meetings.
It's both healthy company culture and maybe at a certain point not healthy company culture.
Not even a little bit.
Can't
do
be
we
doing
care?
That when we get interns.
Also, no.
Yeah, once we get interns, we can't do it. But
it's true.
Once we get interns, not other employees. It's just once we get interns.
Well, we'll
you can't
them too.
Misbehave in front of the interns. They are impressionable.
Oh, no.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us for this more unhinged than I anticipated. End of the year wrap up.
That's crazy. We've worked together for
we're
so
not
long.
In the dice pool. Thank you so much for joining us for all of 2025 and all the different ways and directions we went. We're really excited for you to join us for 2026. Tune in January 1st for the premiere of our season of Perils and Princesses. It is our longest season yet, one of our biggest seasons yet, featuring Chinook Tessera, Abby Hepworth, Danielle Radford, and Bridget Jeffries. Honestly, I can't wait for y'all. Produced by Elliot Davis. Thank you so much. With additional editing by Jay Stroutman and music by Behold, plus original character art by the designer of Perils and Princesses,
so cool.
Ryan Lynch. It's going to be so much fun. Plus, we've got Product Echo premiering. We've got new episodes of Talk of the Table. We've got bigger and better, crazier roundtables. We've already got like 8 or 9 guests lined up for 2026. We're going to be adding more shows to the network. We're hopefully going to be doing even additional shows on top of this. Plus, we're doing Patreon bonus content every month. So please continue following us in 2026 because we got a lot more cool stuff to share with you.
You thought there were a lot of sides? There's many more where that came from.
And remember, if you're already supporting the Patreon, then you're doing it right.
Abby coming in with intros and outros.
Holy right. shit.
Love you.
Love you.
Love you.
Hell yeah.
Say it, Brian.
Say it. Oh,
Jesus. Love you.
Business.
Business. That's the end. That's the cap.